Hi, Oscar. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You asked me to call you today regarding updating the payment.
Okay. I want to cancel the service.
Okay. So I'll give you some options because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance.
Okay, when I had time, really I don't have time to do that, but I don't like the service because I didn't get any calls from you for the website. I have thank God I have a lot of work, but the website didn't work for me. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I'm not happy with that. I pay, I think 4 or 5 months for nothing. So. I can tell you,
let me just look at something here, because it's showing me that you have been found on the first page of Google 284 times, and you're getting clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So it could be, let me check one thing here, Oscar. Oh, you have a good rating on your Google listing. You have 6 5-star reviews, so that's excellent. You're doing great in that department. Let me check one more thing here. I want to look and see if we're doing weekly posts for you, because that might help you. Yep, we're doing weekly posts for you, too. So what I think is if you're not getting anything, I think it's just because the account has been in suspension because of the payment. Because
I've been paying every month. So
okay.
And so I didn't know. That's not the problem because the last couple. I mean, let me see when I start. I think I started a couple months ago. I was paying every month because I have the automatic payment. You know. So,
yeah, I see. You've been with us for about 5 months. I see that.
Exactly. So that's not a problem. That's not a problem. So the problem is not something else. So I don't wanna continue on the website. So I have other options. They call me for different companies. I gotta see what's the best for me. What's the best option for me? For right now, I think I have a lot of work. But I didn't get any call for the website. So they find me.
Right.
Right now
it's past due for $199, but next Friday on the 23rd, that'll reoccur to $398. I don't have a way to cancel it with a past due amount.
I don't want it to continue
to bill you, Oscar, if you're not happy, you know? So let me give you an option. Mm-hmm.
Because,
go ahead.
When I was speaking to somebody in Spanish, they told me if I don't pay, for example, in 5 or 10 days, it's automatic. They're gonna cancel your account. They told me. So that's why I let it go. That's why I didn't pay because I said, oh, it's okay. No, I wanna cancel that. So because we don't have time contract or something. So.
Well, the problem is that in the terms and conditions that you did sign with your e-signature, it says that you can cancel at any time. That's no problem. You're on a month-to-month subscription. But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to the 23rd to cancel. So that's the only problem is that, you know, this payment from July 23rd is past due. And there's no way to cancel the account with a past due payment. Although, have you seen the website that we built, ofuentesconstruction.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's a way that we can cancel the program and just have you keep the website. And that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. because right now there's a big orange banner at the top of your site saying, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But some people mm-hmm. see that up there and they don't like it because they say that, you know, someone might think that they're out of business or something if they see that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so you want to do that? We could just do the $49 package.
You know what? Can I speak to somebody in Spanish? The last time I was talking to Alberto, I think, or somebody else in Spanish. This is better for me, you know?
Uh-huh. So let me see. I'm looking.
Because I'm working right now, so...
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys close? I mean,
It says you talked to Lily last. We do have an Alberto, but it doesn't show that you talked to him recently. You talked to him back in April. So you talked to Alberto. And then you talked to Sean, and then you talked to Lily. But I think Sean also was an English speaker, so I think that's why he sent you to Lily. But,
I spoke mm-hmm. to somebody in Spanish, after Alberto, because the first time I spoke to him a couple of times, and then I didn't speak to him. I think I was talking to somebody else. It was some girl, but I don't remember.
Lily, it was Lily. Yeah, but here's why I suggest the $49 package, Oscar, is number one, it's 2024, and bare minimum, you're going to need a website anyway, right? So that keeps your website up and running. And then what I could do once we collect the $49 is I can push the next billing out 30 days for you. So you would be paid in full until September 16th. Now, if you still want to cancel the program after you pay the $49, you can do that. We can collect that, and I can cancel it, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But you might say, hey, I like the website, and I want to keep it. So, you know, that way you still have it for $49 monthly. You know what I mean?
So how much you got to pay? $49?
Yep, just $49. Yeah, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $199 to $49, but in your case, I'll get an override for you, and I'll do it. That way you only have to pay $49, okay?
So I don't have to pay no more?
Exactly. We can collect that, and then we can cancel the site, and that way you don't have to pay any more.
Okay, so I have to pay for it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I can't cancel it with the past due balance, but once that settles, I can do that. I can cancel it for you right after if you like.
Okay,
so let me just make two adjustments here because I have to get an override to do this because, like I said, I'm not supposed to, but I'll help you out a little bit there. So hosting, $49. Okay, so for that $49 payment, do you want me to try it on the same credit card that we have, which ends in 2327, or is it going to be a different credit card?
No, it's a different card.
Different card. Okay, so go ahead whenever you're ready.
Let me see. Okay. 41.35.
Okay.
75.10.
Got it.
04.14.
Okay.
52.27.
And expiration?
03.28.
3.28. And the code?
183.
Okay. And is it still the 20 Tappan Street for the billing address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So I just got that override approved. And, you know, it's saying that I have an invalid account number. So I'm going to read it back to you and tell me which number I have off. Okay. I have 4135, 7510, 0414. 5227.
Okay, I didn't hear you. What is it?
The card number is at 4135 7510 0414 5227.
Yes.
Okay. It's saying that that's an invalid account number, so I wonder where I must have one digit that's wrong, I think.
Oh, let me see. Let me go again. 4135.
Okay.
4135-7510.
Okay.
0814-5227.
Okay, that's what it was. I had 0414, but it's 0814, so I knew I had something off. Okay, let me fix it.
Yeah.
0814 and then 5227. Okay, so now once this processes, do you want to keep your website until September 16th and keep it open, or would you rather just cancel everything right now? That way you don't have to worry about it.
If you want to leave it, you know what, Tina? It's okay. It doesn't matter if I pay. I was paying $200, but like I said, I didn't get any calls from the website. I don't know why.
I see. Yeah, I don't know why either, because it looks like everything was set up properly and they weren't waiting on anything from you. There was just one email that was sent to you that says,
you know what? I was getting more calls and more jobs for Craigslist. That page, and you know how much I had to pay? Only $5 every post.
Oh, I see. You know what, Oscar? The reason I suggest keeping the website open, even though you haven't had any business coming from it, is that it's 2024 and you probably need a site anyway. And I've had people tell me they've gotten jobs from it from other sources. So, for instance, someone called me a couple months ago, one of our clients, and he said, you know, there's a lead coming through my website. Can you help me open it? And I said, okay. And I opened it, and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you gave us last week. And the client said, that is the strangest thing, because that lead did not come to me through Google. I guess he was using a lead service called Angie Leads. He goes, I went out and bid on that. I paid for the lead and I bid on it. It didn't come through Google. So I told him, well, guess what happened? After he bid on that job, the client did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and nice things being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So that's the only reason I suggest it, you know, is, you know, keep the site open if you're able to, because you're going to need a website anyway, you know. And I don't know if it helps you out at all, Oscar. I could ask them. I don't know if they'll approve it. But we have a corporate division where we deal with big clients with hundreds of locations, like Extra Space Storage, Subway Sandwich. And anytime we have a corporate client, we can do their website hosting for just $29 a month. So I could ask them if they would let me put you into the corporate pricing just to keep your site open. And that way, September 16th, if you decide to keep it, you're only paying $29 monthly. And that keeps the website going.
Okay, yeah, we have to do that because, like I said, I didn't get any calls. So for me, I think it's a waste of money, you know?
I understand. Okay, so I'll get an override on it, and I'll make sure that we get that $29 plan approved for you. And then right now, you're all paid in full. You don't have to worry about any further charges until September 16th. I pushed that next billing out for a whole month for you. And on September 16th, you'll just pay $29, okay?
Okay, okay. Let's see how that thing works.
Okay, sounds perfect. I'm so happy I was able to help you, Oscar. So you're all good to go, and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
All right, Tina. Thank you very much. Thanks to you.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.